Okay, welcome to Rockstar episode 20, the semifinals. I got in trouble for staying up late last night. Oops. and then today there were some, like, things that happened, so I couldn't get up until, like, now. So I'm really sorry, but yeah, so up first is Clary.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. I fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom in the trees, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. Feeling good.
Dragonflies out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all out having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in paradise when the day is done, and this old world is our new. Stars where you shine, you know how I feel. Set out the pine, you know how I feel. Yeah, freedom is a mine, and I know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me.
So ready to go
to the sex store.
Oh, that's awkward. You can go there by yourself. I'll wait.
I can like take Faded with me. Faded, come on, let's go. She would die. I think if you ever went to a sex store, you would actually die.
Like, oh no! Okay, yeah. One of my old roommates took me there once, and I was like,
I feel like you'd be like,
I was with one of my friends, and then she took both of us, and I forget because she wanted to buy something, and we were.
And this was like a casual stop along the way.
She wanted to buy something.
Well, she did, and then we were both like, "Where are we? What's going on? What is all this stuff? Look away!" It was horrible. We like ran out of there. I'm like blushing thinking about it. Oh god, this was a horrible experience.
Oh, no.
Okay. Anyways, on to Clary.
Yes, Clary. So the point of that story was that this was hot.
Yeah. Sexy.
I said, okay, literally my first note was, you are a sex goddess. That's literally what I wrote. And I said that Muse always seems to be a good choice for you. Because every time you've done Muse on this show, you've done awesome.
Yeah.
And I liked your effects a lot. That was super cool. I thought your energy was a lot better this week. And I'm not sure if that was because you chose the song, or I thought maybe it might be the attitude you brought to the song, because you had, like, a very specific, like, oomph to this, but I'm not sure if it came from, you having, like, more energy than last week, or if it just came from, like, the attitude and take that you had on the song.
Yeah.
What did you guys think?
I was happy because Adam Lambert sang this song before. I was like, oh, yeah.
Val's like, I only like it if Adam Lambert.
Yeah, no. It's good in other things. The Muse version is good, too. My only note was, like, I thought the beginning I wrote, like, like, not enough energy. But then, like, after the first verse, he, like, amped it up. And then the effects were on it, and that was really cool. And, I thought the volume was kind of, like, a little, like, nitpicky loud of the music.
Oh, really?
Like, barely. It didn't, like, noticeably drown it out, but I thought, like, the volume of the music could have been lowered a little bit.
I think I know what you're talking about, yeah. When the effects were on it, especially.
Yeah,
I think I noticed it when the effects were on it, but I didn't notice it when they weren't.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. Well, I always, like, compare it to, like, Adam's version, because I'm obsessed with him. And I thought, like, the end, when you're doing, like, the oohs and stuff, you could have been, like, gone more, like, bigger with it instead of, like, toning it down to sound mellow and stuff. That's, like, that's just, like, my preference, so... You can disregard that.
Val's preference. Her preference.
My preference, yeah. But you did a really good job with it. I love the energy and stuff. So, yeah, good job.
Ferted?
What is that?
It's a ferted.
I was going for, like, a thing out, like Mercury. I don't know.
It looks like a hamburger or something.
Oh, okay.
Bird is.
Rishurler. So, my first note was, nice swagger.
Oh, that's, yeah.
That's, like, the first thing I wrote. Anyway.
That's a good word for it, yeah.
Yeah. I agree. Your emotion and, like, energy was a lot higher this week, which was good, and probably because this... you chose the song and, like, you like this style a lot, apparently. One note I had was on, like, the I'm feeling good parts, I would have maybe liked to hear more, like, of a smile or a smirk on that, you know, to, like, add some emotion to it, to add some point of view to that. You know, I feel like that, like, that little things like that throughout, to add emotion here and there. But overall, I thought you did pretty well with emotion and energy and stuff. And you had really cool effects. I also had a note about the music being a little low on the... a little high when the effects were on. But yeah, I really liked it. So.
Yeah, it was good.
Yay!
Were you good?
Yeah.
Yup.
Done. Up next is Sharp Cookies.
No heaven, it's easy if you try. No hell below us, above us only sky. Imagine all the people today.
isn't hard to do. Nothing to kill or die for, and no religion to. Imagine all the people living life in peace. You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you will join us, and the world will live as one. Imagine no possessions. I wonder if you can. No need for greed or hunger. A brotherhood of men. Imagine all the people sharing all the world. You may say I'm a dreamer, oh, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you will join us, and the world will live as one.
Cookies.
Oh, cookies.
Rachel, you didn't say anything. I was like,
oh, I was gonna, and then it just like, it, like I don't know. Never mind.
It was weird.
So today, confused. I spent a day in a museum.
Oh, cool.
Really, you texted me that.
I knew that.
And I'm really tired.
Looking
at art stresses me out.
I'm really tired. I was in a kick line all night.
Fine, you win.
I'm just tired and lazy.
Yeah. Maybe Val wins.
Maybe.
Okay. So, Faded, why don't you go first?
Okay. Okay. On this one, I felt like the music was too loud the whole time.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, me too.
That was my first note. From the very beginning, I was like, okay, music too loud.
Same.
So that was probably my biggest note, because it was big. Anyways, on The World Will Live as One, it peaked, I think, and I think it was a little flat, too.
Yeah, I wrote that as well.
Yeah, and so... I was all proud. I was like, oh, it's flat. I can tell.
Yay!
You had some nice, like, vibrato going on, though, and some cool runs in here. So that was cool. I heard some good emotion at the beginning, especially, but I feel like maybe you could have had more energy. I mean, I know it's not a really high-energy song, but it was kind of, like, lulling me to sleep a little bit. I mean, not that it was bad. I mean, I still thought it was good, but, yeah, I don't know. That's what I thought.
What did you think, Valk?
Yeah, I, like, agree with, like, everything Faded said. I thought that, I wish you would have, like, kept the same energy from, like, the beginning throughout, because, like, when you started adding, like, the dynamics and stuff, you kind of, like, lost the emotion, and, like, it seems like it was supposed to be a more, like, solemn type of kind of song, and you were kind of, like, just singing it instead of feeling the song to me.
Yeah.
Like, vocally it was good, but, yeah, I noted, like, there was that world that peaked and it went off pitch, and, yeah, the music was too loud, and that's all I really wrote down. It was good, though. Oh, and it is the Beatles, so I feel I should, like, express my disdain for the Beatles every time a song of theirs pops up.
Well, this is just John Lennon, so it's like him by himself.
So it's the Beatle without the S.
The Beatle.
The Beatle. Ew, that sounds gross.
I pretty much much said all the same things as them. I thought you started off really strong with emotion, and I really liked your dynamics, but then you kind of didn't, you didn't build it. It didn't go anywhere for me. It stayed very one level, and I wish the end had been more, like, powerful emotionally, because this is a very powerful song. I really love the Beatles, and I really love John Lennon, so I'm gonna express my happiness towards somebody doing this song. I think it's a really beautiful song, and I think it has a really beautiful message. I just think you could have built it more to get that power. But I still think this was really well done for you.
Definitely.
The music was too loud, and I also had that flat note. But that was pretty much all I had. I think you did a pretty good job overall. But I'm wondering, like, I don't know how, like, the other two are going to do tonight. So yeah. It's all up in the air, because everybody's really good right now.
Dun, dun, dun.
Wow. Done.
Done. Raw.